This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Jay Giles, Love Stinks, from the album You're Doing It Wrong.
Wow.
I am Paul Harris, Stan Strauss, Ian Geis here with me, and you're welcome to be a part of the show right now and play the Harris Challenge as long as you have not been on in the last 60 days. Call us now, 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge has a new sponsor beginning today, the Skyview Drive-In over in Belleville. Great place to go see a movie on a summer evening. In fact, to go see two movies on the same screen for the same price. Like tonight, and for the next week, you could go see San Andreas and then Mad Max, both on the same screen for one admission. Or you can go to the other screen and see the new Melissa McCarthy movie, Spy, and the new version of Poltergeist, both on screen two for one admission. Now, they start the movies at sundown. The box office opens at 8 o'clock Monday through Thursday, 7 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So less than 2 hours, you could go over there and go to the concession stand, get some food, get yourself set up. They don't mind if you bring lawn chairs and sit and watch from there, or roll the SUV in backwards and put the gate down and sit in there and have yourself a great time. The Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. We're happy to have Steve and his crew sponsoring the Harris Challenge. And before we play today, a quick plug for a golf tournament that's coming up next weekend. It's a benefit for the Rett Spectrum Clinic, which helps out a lot of kids in our area. This particular golf tournament is called Golf 4-Ellie, F-O-R-E, 4. Golf 4-Ellie. The Ellie is Ellie McCool from O'Fallon, who's 17 years old and is suffering from Rett syndrome, which is a neurological disorder that occurs exclusively in young women. And she's suffering from it, but the people at the Rett Syndrome Clinic have been so good and helped her out. Last year, they had the first Golf 4-Ellie golf tournament, and they raised $40,000. This year, they would like to raise even more than that. If you're interested, you can contact Kelly at the Rett Syndrome by going to rettsyndrome.org and find out more about the golf tournament, which is scheduled for 1 week from today on June 12th. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Hello, Paul. I'm great, and I am AM in the PM.
We'd like to hear that. Thank you very much. When you're a challenge contestant, you get a unique opportunity in the world of broadcasting. This is where you can exploit the airwaves for maybe some prearranged commercial endorsement. Or if you don't have that, suck up to the boss in the hopes that it'll get you a raise. Or at the very, very least, say hello to your family members. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity, and it's all yours.
May I use the time to make a concession?
Yes.
It was the first Friday of October, and I left work early so I could play the Harris Challenge.
Mm.
and I got in, and then you announced, since it's the first Friday of October, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to only have first-time players. And I played anyway. And I won a dozen of delicious donuts, and they were terrific.
From Old Town Donuts.
Yes, I did. So I confessed my sin.
Oh. Well,
I don't think we can let you play now.
Before you cut me off, my brother texted me and he wanted to hear his name on the radio. Hello, Brad.
Well, we definitely can't allow that.
Oh, boy. No.
That is over the line.
Wipe that off.
Todd, here's how we play the Harris Challenge. First, we turn on the semi-random category computer. And all sorts of topical questions and categories spin around and come tumbling out, led by our weekly number one category, Have You Been Paying Attention? You can have that, or you can have triples without crowns, because tomorrow the Belmont Stakes, the end of the Triple Crown. There's a category called Triples Without Crowns. Or, because tomorrow will be June 6th, which is D-Day, we have a category called Places That Start With D-Day. Which one would you like?
Let's play Have You Been Paying Attention.
All right. The Harris Challenge has five questions in 60 seconds. You got to get at least half the available points in order to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize pack!
All right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Free donuts
from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donut Day. I love Donut Day. Donut Day.
They're from Old Town Donut Shop with two locations in Florissant and in Cottleville.
And we have a Lion's Choice gift card. How about that?
Yeah.
Try some Lion's Choice. Or you can choose from one of the two screens. We're going to get you into the Skyview drive-in.
Oh, we got tickets for the Skyview as well.
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, you can have your choice of any of those if you win, Todd. And if you get all the questions right for the maximum point value of 15, we call it the clean sweep, we have a bonus prize for you.
That's right. You win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Yeah. So check jimmyscafe.com.
Yeah. Okay. So, Todd, you've chosen. Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what magazine cover did Caitlyn Jenner make a big splash this week?
Vanity Fair.
Correct. Who resigned this week as the head of FIFA?
I knew you were going to ask that. Pass.
In what Chinese river did a cruise ship carrying 450 people capsize this week during heavy storms?
Man, these are tough ones. Pass.
Which former Rhode Island governor and senator announced this week that he's running for president? Chose the category of his own free will.
Pass.
What is the name of the horse that could win the Triple Crown tomorrow at the Belmont Stakes?
Oh, this is getting ugly. Third term is time to charm.
You want to go back to the two-pointer?
Let's go.
Who resigned this week? As the head of FIFA.
Next.
You know, I'm going to have to ask the judges on this. Can we accept Blatz?
No.
I don't think so.
I paid attention this
week. Bad the horse's name wasn't getting ugly.
How do you forget that FIFA guy's name once you hear it?
I couldn't. Sepp Blatter.
Sepp Blatter.
Yeah. Sepp
Blatter. Close.
Yeah. Which, by the way, many guys with urinary infections have to suffer through. It's terrible. By the way, I counted it out. It is exactly 2 months from today that no one will remember the name Sepp Blatter. The Chinese River is the Yangtze River where that disaster occurred. The Rhode Island governor and senator who's running for president is Lincoln Chafee, which you may want to use some powder. And the horse that could get the Triple Crown tomorrow at the Belmont is American Pharoah. American Pharoah. So, Todd, all you got was the one-pointer, and so I'm going to have to start off the challenge today by punishing you. When we think of punishment music, we go to celebrities, because many of them try to sing but can't. And here now is an Academy Award winner, Cuba Gooding Jr., from the movie he won an Academy Award for as Best Supporting Actor, Jerry Maguire. Cuba Gooding Jr. sings Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah. Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Cuba, that's enough. That's enough. Isn't he the guy who did the backflips when he won the Academy Award? I think he is.
Yes.
Yeah. And a little trivia about Cuba Gooding Jr. Dan, even with your musical knowledge, you may not know this. His father, Cuba Gooding Sr., was the singer for the main ingredient on their top 40 hit, Everybody Plays the Fool.
Really?
In the 1970s.
Everybody plays the fool.
That's the one, exactly.
Wow.
I hope we recorded that for future punishment music. No, actually, Dan is a professional musician. And his band is going to be playing somewhere this weekend. Where is the Upside Down Band playing?
Yeah, the Southside Johnny Band. We're playing at the St. Simon the Apostle Parish Picnic. It's on Mueller Road right there in South County off of Lindbergh.
When are you there?
Tomorrow night from 6 till 10.
Okay, there you go.
On the main stage.
Okay, Todd, I'm sorry you didn't win, but you got some valuable information today.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's the only consolation we can offer you on the Harris Challenge once you've been punished. Ron, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm AM and FM.
Thank you. Go ahead and exploit the public airwaves.
I just want to say hi to my wonderful wife of 28 years, Roxy.
Okay. Let's see, Ron, we've got triples without crowns, places that start with D day, or our new third category, no, really, have you been paying attention?
I'll try the places that start with D.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Ron, let's play the Harris Challenge. What city is approximately 185 miles northeast of Austin?
Would that be Dallas?
That's right. What state was the first to ratify the U.S. Constitution?
Delaware.
Correct. What is the capital of Syria?
Damascus.
Correct. Which U.S. city is closest to Windsor, Ontario, Canada?
Detroit.
That's right. It's north of Windsor. Which country has used the monetary unit called the krone? K-R-O-N-E. What country used the monetary unit, the krone?
I have to guess on this one. I'll try Denmark.
Because that's the only country you can think of with a D?
Yes.
It is Denmark. We got a clean sweep,
nice.
Ron. Congratulations.
Woo!
Nicely done. You get your choice of prizes and that dinner at Jimmy's on the Park.
All right.
Congratulations, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prize if you hang on here while I go to our third contestant. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say good luck to the Cardinals against the Dodgers tonight.
All right. We have triples without crowns. No, really. Have you been paying attention? Or our new third category, guys named Tony Awards. Because the Tony Awards are going to be on CBS on Sunday night. This is a category about guys named Tony. Which one would you like?
Well, let's try, have you really been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Bobby, let's play the Harris Challenge. As of this week, what country is no longer on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism?
Pass.
Which former mayor of Baltimore and governor of Maryland announced this week that he's running for president, too?
Oh, God, I can't remember. Pass.
According to an internal report, which agency's employees have been 95% ineffective in stopping banned items from passing through airport security?
TSA.
Correct. What did 92-year-old Harriet Thompson become the oldest woman to accomplish this week? Run a marathon, have a baby, or swim the English Channel?
Swim the English Channel.
No, run a marathon. Here's your five-pointer. Which supermodel and Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover girl was in St. Louis this week making a movie with William H. Macy and Felicity Huffman?
Kathy Ireland.
Kate Upton. Back to the one-pointer. What country is no longer on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism?
I don't know.
That would be Cuba. It is Martin O'Malley from Maryland who's running for president.
Okay.
And, by the way, the 92-year-old Harriet Thompson, this is the 16th time she's run a marathon.
Wow.
She did it in the San Diego Marathon this week. She ran it in 7 hours and 24 minutes. She's 92!
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I can't drive 26.2 miles.
No, I can't either.
Yeah. Bobby, let's see how you did here. You got 3 points for the TSA.
Yeah, not too well.
No, that is not very well. So, yeah, I'm going to have to punish you as well. Cuba?
Picket lines, sister, and picket signs, sister. Don't punish me through brutality. Come on, brother. Come on and talk to me, brother. Because you can see what's going on. What's going on?
What's going off is Cuba Gooding Jr. By the way, I just realized in the long history of the Harris Challenge, this is the first time the singer of the punishment music has also been an answer. Cuba.
Good.
Yeah.
That's true.
That doesn't do anything for you, Bobby, but I hope you have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. Here is contestant number 4. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Paul. I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish everybody a very happy National Donut Day.
Mmm, donuts. Which category would you like, Kevin? We have triples without crowns or guys named Tony awards.
Triples without crowns.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What movie character, played by Daniel Radcliffe, was portrayed as a baby by the Saunders triplets?
Pass.
What was the last Major League Baseball team to pull off an unassisted triple play? The Phillies, the Astros, or the Mariners?
Mariners.
Phillies. Which basketball legend and star of the Milwaukee Bucks holds the NBA record for most triple doubles?
Oscar Robertson.
Correct. In what movie did Gene Triplehorn co-star as psychiatrist Beth Garner opposite Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone?
No, I can see her doing what she did. Yeah. Pass.
Who holds the Major League Baseball record for the most triples? Ernest Wagner, Ty Cobb, or Sam Crawford?
Ty Cobb.
Sam Crawford. What was that movie character played by Daniel Radcliffe and the Saunders triplets?
Harry Potter.
It was Harry Potter. And the movie you were envisioning with Sharon Stone opening her legs was Basic Instinct.
By the way,
on the triple doubles list, Oscar Robertson way out in front at number one, followed by Magic Johnson, Jason Kidd, Wilt Chamberlain, and Larry Bird. And that unassisted triple play was pulled off by Eric Bruntlett of the Phillies on August 23rd, 2009. There was a line drive up the middle. He caught it. He tagged second and got the runner coming from first as well. It's the last time that was done. By the way, Sam Crawford, 309 triples, Ty Cobb, 297, and Wagner, 252. You may not remember Sam Crawford because he died almost 100 years ago.
Okay, well, one of the early days.
So, Kevin, let's see how you did. You got Harry Potter for one and the Big O, Oscar Robertson, for three, but that's only 4 points, and it means I'm going to have to punish you as well.
Oh, no.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 far too many of you dying.
Bring it home now.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Okay, already.
Oh, that's hideous.
I know, Kevin. I hope you have a great weekend, though. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, guys.
And here's our final contestant today. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. 5 second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead.
Well, I probably won't know any answers. My wife's listening on the way home, so I'm hoping to get lucky tonight.
All right. you're not going to unless you mention her name.
That's right.
Oh, he wants to keep it a secret.
Okay. Were you planning on this with your wife or some other wife?
Well, I don't know.
It's the Real Housewives of Mike's Fantasies. All right, the category is Guys Named Tony Awards. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Good luck to you and the wife. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Tony joined the Dallas Cowboys as an undrafted free agent and became their starting quarterback in 2006?
Tony Romo.
Correct. Which Tony recently had a number one album with Lady Gaga called Cheek to Cheek?
Pass.
Which Tony was Prime Minister of Great Britain from 1997 to 2007?
Pass.
Which Tony was nominated for 8 Emmys and won 3 for playing the title character on the TV show Monk?
Pass.
Which Tony is best known for playing Paulie Walnuts on the TV series The Sopranos?
I told you what I wanted tonight.
Yeah. We're going back to the two-pointer here. Which Tony recently had a number one album with Lady Gaga called Cheek to Cheek?
I have no idea.
How about the Prime Minister of Great Britain?
No.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, the Lady Gaga duet album was with Tony Bennett. Tony Blair was the Prime Minister. Tony Shalhoub was TV's Monk. And Tony Sirico was Paulie Walnuts on The Sopranos.
You know, a nice gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park would have really cinched the deal for you.
Yeah, absolutely. He only came up 14 points short. He got Tony Romo, and that's when it fell apart. It's been a while since we've had a quadruple punishment Friday, but you've earned it, Mike.
Sister, and picket signs. Sister, don't punish me through brutality. Come on, brother. Come on and talk to me, brother.
We are punishing you with this brutality.
Oh, what's going on? Uh-huh. What's going on?
What's going on?
Or
in Mike's case, what's not going on? Sorry about that. Have a great weekend, though.
You too.
Thank you very much for playing. The Harris Challenge brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on North Belt West in Belleville. Two screens, two movies on each, digital projectors, and FM stereo broadcasts on both screens so you can listen in your car or bring along a portable FM and listen to it there in your lawn chairs. And, of course, that great concession stand there. They're open 7 days a week all summer long, the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. Happy to have them as the new sponsors of the Harris Challenge. Every Friday, you can play along right here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.